This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Rich, Jen, and Ken with you. Doug is out for a little bit. We'll be back joining us here shortly. Until then, we're going to get you caught up with what's been going on over the weekend. And we're going to start with the Malaysian airliner, Flight 17. Can this get any worse?
Yes, pretty bad. I mean, you never say that, because when you say that, it always does get worse.
Yeah, well, the families of 298 people whose plane was shot down over eastern Ukraine now have to deal with the after effects of how it's being handled, and claims that the separatists have looted the bodies. I've heard reports that they were stealing wallets and watches off of the dead bodies, that they've tampered with evidence and prevented investigators from getting to the site. Apparently,
they won't even let media near them.
Right. Apparently, the 200 bodies are sitting in refrigerated train cars.
Right.
While they're trying to, everybody's trying to confirm who shot it down. And they have, they have video of the missile being shot.
That's what John Kerry said yesterday, actually. He went on CNN's State of the Union on Sunday, and he said, there's no doubt. Their evidence is just stacking up. He said, quote, and now we have a video showing a launcher moving back through a particular area there into Russia with at least one missing missile on it. So you have that evidence. You're looking pretty guilty.
Right. So, once you put all this stuff together, the Russians have basically said the Ukrainians have set up this scenario that forced this this action. But they aren't specifically saying we did it or that the separatists did it and we're...
Right, but clearly Russia is supporting these guys. I mean, they're the ones that train them. They're the ones that are, keeping them there. They're funding them. So Russia has to have something to do with this.
So
they have to
now?
Take some responsibility.
Right, exactly. So what do they do now? I mean, Putin has to come up. He has to figure out a way out of this, because right now, even the Brits came out and said yesterday, you know what? This looks bad. This is something that we will all unite around, and you must take responsibility.
And you can't. I mean, this just breaks a whole new rule of shooting airplanes out of the air. It's ridiculous. But, Putin's not the type of guy to back down to anybody. So he, this morning early, has already come out, and he's, talking about how he's doing everything he can to allow the team of experts from the UN to come in and investigate the scene. He's criticizing the Ukrainian authorities for reigniting the fighting with the pro-Russian rebels. It's unbelievable. He said, we can say with confidence that if fighting in eastern Ukraine had not been renewed on June 28th, this tragedy would not have happened. Nobody should or does have a right to use this tragedy for such mercenary objectives. So he's basically saying it's Ukraine's fault that they started up again,
and that
they're responsible for the crash.
Right. At first they were saying the Ukrainians were the ones who fired the missile. Now he can't go there. He knows that's a load and nobody's going to buy it. And they even have phone calls. They have phone calls of a separatist leader telling a government official in Russia, we shot down a plane. They took that phone call. They matched it up to internet audio of that guy's voice and matched it. So he's telling Russian officials. And then there was the tweet that went out right after it was done, where the general said, we told you not to come into our airspace. We told you what would happen. See?
Wow.
Which was then deleted.
What else do they need? I mean, you put it on a silver platter, and the UN goes in to vote today to see if they have the right to demand access. Well, hello. I think that's just taking up some extra time. You have the right. Let's go.
Kenny, what are people saying about this on social media?
Dean says, it's so sad to see amongst this political game or whodunit or whatever it's called, that there are people's bodies being moved around like they mean nothing.
Right.
Like they're garbage.
And not only, forget the moving around, the fact that they're stealing from them, it's gross.
Well, and, the getting access to the crash site is very important early on.
Right. But, and they allegedly, by the way, have the black box, the separatists.
Well, not only do they have the black boxes, but they've also pretty much cleaned out the missiles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they've cleaned out any debris from the fuselage that shows impact. Yeah. So they're getting rid of any evidence that they can, and then they'll let investigators come on and take care of the bodies. And, oh, here you go. Here's all the parts that that are here.
That are left.
And there's going to be nothing left.
Right.
So, it's, I think this
is a game
changer.
Do you think that you can, do you think anybody will ever fly Malaysian Airlines again?
Malaysian Airlines is in trouble, you know, and...
Not that this is their fault by any stretch, but it's just, it's too
bad. A lot of people are saying, though, that, you know, they had a missing airline still, whether it's in Diego Garcia or not, you know, or in the bottom of the Indian Ocean. Nobody can answer what happened to that thing. And then they have this. And, you know, early on I was hearing reports that a lot of airlines had stopped flying those flight paths mm-hmm. because of this conflict. And that they should not have been flying it, even though it was deemed safe.
Right. Well, it should be safe.
You know, I heard a report this morning just saying that that a lot of planes do fly this flight path. And that the...
Well, you also brought up earlier that it's an unwritten rule that countries in times of war don't necessarily... you know, it's just an unwritten rule that you don't shoot down commercial airliners.
Right. So, since the times of Vietnam and Korea, it's been the unwritten rule that, hey, listen, if you see a commercial airliner flying over the skies, wherever there's a conflict, it's off limits. And everybody, the Vietnamese, everybody has always played by the rules. But now we're in this guerrilla warfare time where idiots like these separatists
get these missiles. Because you're not at war with the country. You're at war with these street thugs.
Yeah.
Essentially.
And, you know, this wasn't a shoulder rocket. This wasn't, you know, some Palestinian sitting there shooting at a 2,000 or even a 5,000 high plane. This was 30,000 feet, 20,000 feet. So this
I know. At first they said it was impossible. It could have been shot down because it was so high up there.
Right, right. So this is advanced stuff here.
And, you know, how stupid do you have to be? Okay, let's say everything's right.
Pretty stupid.
And let's say that Russia decides they're going to go, and they are arming these guys, and they're training them, and I'm putting that in air quotes, because you're putting these in the hands of people that don't really know how to use them, that aren't really... that smart. They haven't been educated. They're just angry.
Right.
I mean, how brilliant is that? What if they start to turn on you?
Well, and who knows what's going to happen now, because, I mean, the whole world is going to come down on them like a ton of bricks. Once you shoot 300 people out of the sky, it's over. There's nowhere you can run. There's nothing you can say to be able to get people to see your side or to just deny it.
Yeah, but what will happen to them? Do you think anybody is really... I mean, I don't see our country
sanctions, more
going
sanctions.
After
them. Thursday.
But it's sanctions.
Yeah, but Russia's kind of on a, they're on a seesaw there. And if you hit them hard enough, I mean, they got a ton of oil, but they sell all their oil to Europe. And if you cut that line off, even though the Europeans need it, if we can get them oil from somewhere else, that kills Russia. And that kills them. That's all they've got, is all that oil that they sell to the Europeans. So, you know, you can hurt them. And they'll feel it. So if you put the pressure on it, they'll get it. So let's see what happens here in the next few days. As a matter of fact, Thursday, before the plane was even shot down on Friday, we had introduced, President Obama had introduced new sanctions just on Thursday. So let's see what the European, but the Europeans didn't want to play and didn't want to jump into it because of the oil supply. So let's see what they do now.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, it's 15 past the hour. Next step is a good day.
It's Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long.
It's really a good beer. It really is.
Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be a pretty buff and nasty response.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
your Buick certified service technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection, retail customers only, turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get a 12-pack of Staples number 2 pencils for 68 cents and rulers for a quarter and classic Crayola markers for 97 cents.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to store. Staples.com for details.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
18 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Rich, Jen, and Ken here. Doug will be back with us in just a little bit. But looks like Facebook might be a reason for divorce rates climbing here, Jennifer.
Yeah, because not only...
Shocker.
I know, 51% of the country is already divorced, but, you know, I'm sure it's Facebook is to blame. But yeah, there's a new study out that says Facebook users are more likely to be divorced. Now, what do you think that's from? Do you think it's because people use it as a catalog to shop for
Facebook,
new women?
Yes.
Do you think that it's maybe you connect with, you know, old flames, perhaps?
Yeah.
Maybe you find your old high school sweetheart on there? I mean, what do you think? You guys are both married, and you both are Facebook users. So is there any temptation at all in the fact that you're using Facebook, and does it have any impact on your marriage or your relationship?
It doesn't have any impact on my marriage, but I 100% I think that Facebook creates relationships that then cause trouble.
I think so, too, because you can
you
know, you can start private messaging someone, and a lot of women would consider that cheating. I mean, again, it redefines what is having inappropriate relationships, but if you start cheating with, let's say, start talking to your old high school girlfriend, and then you start talking maybe once, twice, three times a week, maybe every day, catching up, chatting, laughing about stuff. Is that considered cheating? Maybe it is by Facebook standards.
Well, but even more so, what does that conversation then lead to?
Right. But it doesn't even have to lead to anything. I mean, I think a lot of women consider an emotional affair even worse than a physical one.
There's a study done by a 2014 issue, the July 2014 issue of the Journal in Computers, the Journal Computers and Human Behavior. They conclude the data presented, the study provided evidence between Facebook use and correlated with the reduced marital satisfaction and divorce rates.
Mm-hmm. And this is not new. Boston University has jumped in on this. 20% increase in the population of a state with a Facebook account correlated with a 2.18% increase in the rate of divorce. So you're 2.18% higher risk if you're on Facebook to get a divorce.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
You take the risk?
It's a dangerous place, man. It's easy to be chatting, you know, oh, yeah, oh, that's funny, oh, yeah, that kitten picture is cute, and then it turns into, so,
hey you want to get a drink?
How you doing? It's 21 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day.
This This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Yeah, I am rolling around in my big orange ball here. It's 23 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Jennifer, Ken, and Rich here with you, along with Miley Cyrus, who apparently
got
crushed over the weekend, Ken.
She's not dead.
Good for her. What's the story, Ken?
Well, there was a, you remember back in the 70s, there was a big disco demolition in Chicago during the White Sox game. Well, they blew up a bunch of disco records. Well, a minor league team in Charleston, South Carolina wanted to do that again, but this time with Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber music and memorabilia.
They did not have the Bieber fever.
They said it was supposed to be in good fun, but at the same time, they wanted to eradicate their dread musical disease. And if you came to that game with the River Dogs and the Augusta Green Jackets, and you brought Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus music, or memorabilia, you got in for only a buck.
Oh, really? That's a deal. I like it.
Yeah.
So who has, like, a tape anymore? I mean,
I know, like something to bring. You're right. Yeah, like, who has I mean, I guess there's still CDs, but
yeah, barely though. How are you going to show with a record? Hey, Saturday night when we went to the Nationals game, the Washington Nationals game, I took my my wife and my 10-year-old son and my 7-year-old daughter.
I saw you were also enjoying an after-game concert, right?
That was the big reason that we went to that particular game, is because my daughter wanted to see Austin Mahone. So,
which, by the way, had no idea who that kid was. I thought it was Mahoney.
Oh, well, you know what? He calls his fans Mahomies. Mahoney's.
Of course
yeah.
He does.
So,
nice.
So cute. But we've gone through this. You know, my daughter is 7, so, you know, she was a believer or whatever it is. And we finally had to take his poster off of the wall, and it was replaced by One Direction poster.
Good.
And now she's all into the Austin Mahone. And so we went to the show. He's a good kid. One weird circumstance, though. So they pull the stage, it's like on the back of a truck or something like that, out onto the field after the game, and then everybody kind of gets into the sections right in front of there. So he brings this girl up on the stage to dance around with him, and then goes down behind the stage with her, and doesn't come back up.
Where did they
for
go?
Good four minutes. His dancers are out there doing like a dance off. And I think he just took her down and gave her because, you know, he was looking for somebody to kind of pull out of the crowd and,
right,
and dance up on stage. And I think he took her down and gave her autographs and all that kind of stuff. But everybody's going, aww, whoa, wait a minute.
Now, how old was the girl that was on stage?
I'm 17-ish type.
And how
thing.
Old is he? I don't know.
I think he's 18.
Okay, so.
Yeah,
close.
But we're
close enough.
We were all chatting about it. So, but that's part of what, you know, as a parent of a 7-year-old girl, or even my 10-year-old son, he's a classic rocker, so no big deal there. But, you know, you have to manage these things.
What I thought was very cute is that you, your wife had posted on Facebook the picture of Sean watching the concert and the picture of Juliana watching the concert.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like Sean was sleeping and Juliana was drooling.
So Sean doesn't remember, but I had taken him at the county fair, the Fairfax County Fair, several years back. He had seen Better Than Ezra, and we've gone to a couple of those things, but we haven't gone to a concert in recent years. So he doesn't remember these concerts when he was 5 years old,
right,
or 4 years old, whatever it was. So I was like, Dad, great. For my rest of my life, my first concert is going to be Austin Mahone.
Aww.
I'm never forgiving you for this.
He thought it was going to be his first concert.
I said, dude, this is how it plays out. This is her first concert. You were just here for the baseball game.
Right.
And he's like, okay, I'm done with it. So, so now I have to go take him to see Van Halen or, you know, something like that. So Boston's coming to D.C. later this summer. I think I'm going to take him to go see Boston.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even like that. Your son's got old man taste in music.
he's very classic rock, although he likes dubstep. He likes... he likes a bunch of new bands, but he likes the classic rock stuff, too. So, here it is, your music update with Rich, Ken, and Jen on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
Most boomers know this sound. Yep, when those guys from Star Trek stepped on that teleporter pad, it just looked so easy. Their molecules reassembled someplace else just fine. Well, guess what? Maybe that's really possible. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. According to the Irish Times, scientists have teleported subatomic particles with 100% accuracy. Think human being, and this means you come through with your eyes, ears, nose, and hopefully your marbles intact. But wait a second. Teleporting humans is, of course, light years away. Probably. So why are the experts fooling with this new, except on TV and in the movies, mode of travel? Something about expanding the internet. Boring. Come on, guys. What about all the people who want to boldly go somewhere? Beam me to Europe for the weekend and then back for work on Monday. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. You can't beat the open road, but saving money on motorcycle insurance is a close second. That's why I switched to Geico. Reminds me of the time I switched to a new helmet without a face mask and swallowed a bunch of gnats when I accidentally yawned. Those suckers tasted bad. Unlike Geico Motorcycle Savings, which always taste real good. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards and you get earth. When you earn a free night with the Hotels.com Rewards Program, you don't just earn a night, you earn a free night.
Earn one free night for every 10 you collect with welcome rewards from Hotels.com. The obvious choice. Free night does not include taxes.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
33 after the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a focus on what's going on, what's happening,
what's
going on, what you need to know, and then what you think about what is going on. Outstanding and they are mild. Those are the people that are on the air in the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. Kenny's got the story of Rick Perry and his new glasses. Aren't they cool?
You They're see actually new glasses? Handsome. I like them.
Are they got, do they have hearing aids and stuff in them? What do they have?
What?
Huh? Did you say something? Yeah.
What? I don't know. I think the glasses work for him. He looks smart. He looks distinguished. I like him.
Oh, well, listen, looks can be deceiving.
I hate to say it. I think he's actually kind of a handsome dude.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you can be handsome and look good and not necessarily know anything. So, the latest on the border
happens all the time.
It does.
What do you do?
Look at what? You ready? Huh? All right, look at John Kerry. All right, so enough on those boys. What about Rick Perry? And I thought the Obama thing last week with him, he said before the president got there, I'm not going to shake his hand. And then, doggone it, he did.
Pressure.
Jeez. Yeah. All right, so what does he say this weekend about what we need to do?
He is planning to announce today that he's going to dispatch the Texas National Guard to the border.
Who thinks that's a good idea?
I do.
I do.
All right. 888-302-3684. Why is it a good idea?
Something has to happen. It gives you extra support.
Right.
Something has to happen.
If the
what do you think the National Guard is going to do?
Shoot them?
If the feds are going to do it, leave it to the states.
To protect the borders, yeah. Then it's up to the states to do it.
What are they going
to do? The feds refuse to do anything about the illegals who come over, and then it's therefore the state's responsibility to treat them. And the states cannot send these people back. Only the feds can do that. Right. And so the states therefore have to do something. Because
what are
they the ones liable.
So what is the National Guard going to do?
Well,
scare them?
Form a line. I mean, it's going to be
a line.
Harder.
They're going to have a line from Brownsville over to the New Mexico.
But you know
border.
What? It's better than what they have now. I mean, what do they have now? What do you expect the states to do? The states will collapse.
Mm-hmm. Well, are the states paying the bill, or are the feds paying the bill, or you and I are paying the bill?
The feds aren't doing anything.
No, but
so it's up to the states, and look what it's doing to California.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see
you're
what
there.
It's doing. My tax
yeah.
Bill.
Right, yeah.
And what it's been doing for, years and years and years. I think it's a great idea. I mean, at least it gets the federal government's attention that, hey, maybe we're not kidding around here. We need some action.
So the National Guard is going to stand there with guns.
Rio Grande Valley.
Yeah. What's going to happen when these people come across the border? They're going to point a gun at them and say, go back to where you came from.
Standing there. I mean,
they're going to point a gun at them and say, go back to where you came from.
Well, would you keep coming? If someone had a gun pointed at you, saying, turn around, keep walking back home now.
But who's the first guy that's going to say, they're not going to shoot, I'm going to go anyway, and then everybody else follows. And then what happens? Then do they start shooting? I mean, there's a lot of questions here for sure.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking all the questions. I want to know what you think the result is. I agree that there isn't a lot going on. There hasn't been a lot going on.
It's not the first time.
The whole thing, the ball's been fumbled for years and years and years.
Perry is calling this situation Obama's Katrina.
And Obama has done this before himself. This isn't the first time it's happened. Obama sent the National Guard to the border in 2010 to support the Border Patrol.
Mm-hmm. And why didn't they stay?
I don't know. It's the question for the books. Do not know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's a food for thought.
Bill Richardson
something does need
too,
to be done.
The murder of a rancher.
Mm-hmm. Who's your what?
Bill Richardson of New Mexico did it, too, after the murder of a rancher, of an Arizona rancher.
Mm-hmm. It's just so frustrating. It really is. It's so frustrating.
Something has to be done.
It's a sad situation. Mexico needs to become a 51st state.
You know, and there was this, well, it's not so much Mexico. It's Guatemala. It's Ecuador.
But then you get pushed, and then you get, well, the America's pushing democracy again. But you know what? Something has to happen. I think you're right. We would probably run it better.
There was a video running around on social media this weekend, and I watched
it.
Did
it have legs?
Yes, it did.
Wow.
And it was a guy who was a retired Border Patrol agent. Mm-hmm. Talking about how basically this isn't what it appears, that they are not they are showing us all of the kids. I guess he claims the government is, the feds. So that we have a heartwarming interest in trying to do something about this to save all these kids. Mm. Where, in fact, they are a small percentage of what is actually, there are hundreds of thousands coming over the border, and many of them are criminals, MS-13, all this kind of stuff. But if we don't show those and we only show the kids, people will have a different reaction, and we may be able to get a different end to the game here. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who Adam Dandock is?
I don't think so.
Adam Dandock. Adam is a 20-year-old California young man going to court today here. Authorities say he was intending to go to Syria to join ISIS.
This guy, yeah.
He's according to the feds anyway, this guy said that he would assist ISIS with anything the ISIS people asked him to do, and that he believed the killing of U.S. soldiers was justified. So how'd they catch this guy? How did they know what he was saying? They followed him on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So is this an NSA deal?
He probably was on sites that they watch. Keywords come up that they look out for. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So this is an okay deal? This is an example of the NSA doing the right thing. This is when America should be paying attention to what Americans are doing. Is this remarkable? Is this important? I think that we need to stir people's minds a bit as to how all of this, how do these people find these agents?
I say if this guy wanted to leave the country. And if they have
women,
why detain him? Why not just let him go?
Mm-hmm. I want to know how much money.
And then never let him back. Put his name on a list.
How much money is being spent by us, the taxpayer, to get guys like this? How much does it cost us to follow these people, to know what they're doing, and to apprehend them? Is it worth getting these guys at any cost? Is that a worthwhile question?
Well, you're posing it.
I am.
So what
I want to know.
Think?
I think the essence of what we spend in these areas is so outrageous. The amount of money that we're spending that we don't even have a clue. If you went through and really understood the budget of what the government.
It's so wasteful, yeah.
So how do you decide whether you're going to go after this guy, not go after that guy? And that's the justification, by the way, that they use for going, for listening to everybody, because they don't know who the good guys are and the bad guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. But knowing you and the when it comes to fiscal issues, how kind of, you know, anti-government you are or libertarian.
I don't like waste.
Right.
Fraud, corruption, abuse, don't like any of those things.
I mean, you would probably go to the extreme where we should not have any kind of investigation into who's possibly looking to do us harm within our borders.
I think there has to be, I think we've gone over the line, there has to be some sort of strategic plan. Remember Fred Thompson was on this when he was in the Hunt for Red October? We need a plan. The Russians don't take a dump without a plan.
Right.
So we need to have... We need to have a plan, and I don't think we have one. I think our plan is to throw it against the wall and see what sticks. And that doesn't work for me, Richie. You're right.
Our plan is to sift everything through the filter, information-wise, and if something gets stuck in the filter, go look at it.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's guilty until proven innocent. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich or Jennifer at DougStefan.com. And the email is a good way if you can't get the Facebook, .com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. Carrie Kasem used to be a radio host. She actually went back on the radio last week here in Los Angeles, was on KFI substituting for Tim Conway Jr. She went on the air and immediately started talking about her stepmother, Jean Kasem. She said that Jean, quote, moved Casey, my dad, 5 different times to different nursing homes. By this time, my dad had a bed sore on his back bigger than my hand. He had a lung infection, a bladder infection, and was not doing well when I finally did get to see him. So then she said, quote, I tried to get visitation to see my father before we had to pull out what my dad signed in 2007, which was a health directive. And then she said, it wasn't a shocker. She was talking about the essence of what his relationship was to her and her siblings versus what the relationship was with Jean Kasem. How many children, Jennifer, were there in that family? It's a pretty large family, right?
I think she has 3. I think she has a brother there's a brother and a sister, but I think there might be somebody else. I know that she's got a sister and a brother, though, Carrie.
So anyway, she's also said on the air that, quote, Jean didn't notify anybody when there was a question about mothers and the question about who the mother of that is Casey Kasem's first wife.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I don't know why it was up to Jean to get involved in that. Anybody know what the story is with that? What was their relationship with their mother?
I don't know.
I never heard her mentioned.
Yeah, I know that the older sister, Carrie's older sister, had a better relationship with Jean. She was the one that actually had visitation rights, I think, for a little while, as opposed to Carrie, who had to kind of fight for hers.
What a sick, what a sick situation it is, to be sure. Dr. Bruce, speaking of sick, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who's one of the doctors associated with the Good Day program, has some information that you wouldn't otherwise find unless you listen to him. He does Between the Lines in Medicine next here on Good Day.
Wow. GEICO's been saving people money for over 75 years?
75 years?
Fancy that.
My dearest wife, do you possess knowledge about GEICO, making it feasible for society to spend less capital on automobile insurance for over three quarters of a century?
Why are you talking like that?
You said fancy that, so I was just fancying it.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
When our fellow citizens suffer through hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods, we all want to help. That's why we have the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. But today, nearly every weather calamity is considered a disaster worthy of federal aid. If we look through the lens of liberty, we should see FEMA as our catastrophe response agency, not a gigantic federal program to subsidize all Americans who live in high-risk areas. The weather affects everyone, yet we expect the government to decide which victims get federal help and which do not. That's too much temptation for politicians wanting to appear sympathetic. If I choose to live in a floodplain or on the seashore and suffer the predictable consequences, should your tax dollars really have to pay for my choices? Or is that my responsibility?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 life insurance policy for less than $14 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now.
1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
Hi to our friends listening to Good Day in Tucson in southern Ohio, all around Tulsa and the state of Oklahoma. Got some friends there. Michigan, Maine, how do you do? We're smashing in with a lot of information and conversation. Your health and well-being, how is it affected by the essence of either bad information, bad medicine? What goes on that you don't really understand? Dr. Bruce Shanahoff is here. He's a great chiropractor. 818 Back Pain is his website. He also has been studying what the medical community comes up with, what's legit, what isn't legit. So what do you have between the lines this week, Bruce?
Well, Doug, good morning. Let's talk about something that wasn't in the news last week, and it likely won't be in the news this week, but it would be of tremendous health benefit to the public in general. And I'm referring to the upper cervical chiropractic adjustment. Now, I know you know what an upper cervical chiropractic adjustment is, but I think probably many of your listeners don't.
NUCA.
Yeah. NUCA is one of them. Yes, there's Blair, there's NUCA, there's Atlas Orthogonality. All of these refer to the upper cervical area, which is the place where the neck and the skull meet. And at that point, that's where all the nerves from the brain pass through to go virtually everywhere in the body to control and regulate our physiology. Now, misalignment in that area compromises the function of the nerves in our health. And correction of that misalignment eliminates that interference. Mm-hmm. And it's a tremendous health procedure. It's very simple. It's very low cost. And frankly, I think if we could get everybody on the planet to get an upper cervical adjustment in close proximity, it would be transformative for humankind in general. But down to sort of the basics, nuts and bolts of the things we talk about, there was a University of Chicago Medical School study that showed that it lowered the blood pressure in hypertensive patients as well as the medications do. We have 84 years of anecdotal evidence with millions of patients to show various kinds of conditions improving. And then even, Dr. Richard Sarnat, an MD, published in the Journal of the Manipulative and Physiological Therapeutics Journal, he found in a cost analysis that chiropractic patients, people who get regular adjustments, actually save between 60 and 85% on medical costs over those who don't.
Yeah,
so,
wow. Yeah.
Hey, one quick question, Bruce. We have 30 seconds. Why doesn't a regular chiropractic adjustment take care of the upper cervical area?
Well, you know, it can, and there are some full-spine chiropractors that are adept at adjusting that area, but there is a distinct difference between upper cervical and the rest of the spine. As in the rest of the spine, we have discs that connect the vertebra, so they're only partially movable. And then in the upper cervical area, it's a freely movable joint, and it's subject to a greater degree of misalignment.
All right, get an adjustment. That's what Dr. Bruce Shanoff is suggesting. Sounds like a good idea.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Hardened Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful.
The VP is such a VIP. Shouldn't we keep the PC on the QT? Because if it leaks to the VC, we can end up in MIA and then we'd all be put on KP.
Oh my God.
He's classic.
It was there were some things in this movie that were annoying, but you have to admit this thing really set the stage for a lot of great conversation. Good Morning Vietnam was the number one movie during this week in 1987. Robin Williams, nominated for an Oscar, won a Golden Globe for his role in that movie. And the thing that Richie and I can talk about with some degree of credibility is that we actually knew the real host,
Adrian Cronauer.
And he didn't seem to be like that. I never thought that he was quite
I've talked to him about this. He was our lawyer here at the network for several years, and even did some hosting of a couple of shows we did.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, was it fun? Did I do some of those crazy things? Did the story happen? Yeah. Did Robin Williams take license with some of the stuff and just go nuts with it? Yes, absolutely. You listen to Adrian do the Good Morning Vietnam, he blows Robin Williams away.
Yeah.
He can get that thing going for 90 seconds.
The good.
Yeah. Stops and looks at his watch.
Yeah. So the reason we're playing Louis Armstrong and What a Wonderful World in the background here, the song, if I understand the story, Kenny, correctly, wasn't released as a single, but when it appeared in this movie, it was released as a single 20 years after it was recorded. Is that right? Is that the story?
Yeah, his record label didn't like it in 1967.
Really?
So they didn't want to release it. But then it was a top 40 hit because it was in this movie.
Yep.
And those guys are sitting around going, man.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, are we smart. Okay, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. 55 past the hour. We need to spend probably most of our time on the life and times of James Garner. He was iconic. How are we doing on the icons question that's on our Facebook page, Kenny? Facebook.com/Good Day Show. We were wondering, as we talked about this earlier, who belongs in the same category as Garner as an iconic television character. He not only played one, he had two at least, whether it be Maverick that you like best or Rockford that you like best. But he was good no matter which. He just worked in both of the mediums, I think, Chucker. What did you like best about him?
I loved his role in The Great Escape, which is one of my all-time favorite films. My favorite James Garner moment actually is from that movie when him, Richard Attenborough, and Donald Pleasence are all in the same room telling Donald Pleasence that he can't go through the escape tunnel because his character is going blind, and they come up with a way that he can, and it's a very powerful, moving moment. Yeah, Garner was one of those actors who was very understated, and it never felt like he was acting on screen. And if you looked at him in The Great Escape, he was about as good-looking a man as he could be in that film, and looked like a movie star, and was very, very good playing opposite the megastar, which was Steve McQueen in that film. And McQueen did, as good as McQueen was in that film, and he was great, and probably it was his most iconic role. He didn't steal the film from Garner. Garner was that good in it also.
Yeah, he was very good. I think you said it very well, at underplaying the roles that he was given. He was an understated sort of very serious guy in person. A couple times I had a conversation with him because I was a big fan. He didn't want to hear it, not because he was a jerk, but just because he never took himself that seriously. He was a lifelong smoker, and that's what finally, the fact that he made it to 86, last two or three years of his life, he's been in pretty miserable shape.
If I remember right, he was a pretty good guest on Johnny Carson.
Loved Johnny Carson. Carson loved him.
Ken's update, when everybody was posting, rest in peace, James Garner, blah, blah, blah. I thought Ken's Facebook update pretty much summed it up perfectly, Ken.
Yeah, I put the one of the clips from the opening of the Rockford Files that has, everybody remembers his answering machine, and there's always a funny message. Mm-hmm. And I said, rest in peace, and let the machine get the rest of the messages.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it is. All right, Chuck, what did well at the box office? About a 30-second time period here.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which I think is summer's best blockbuster, placed number one for the second straight week, $36 million, a solid $139 million in 2 weeks of release. The Purge Anarchy placed second, $28.3 million. Yes, the film is violent, and the subject matter is certainly debatable, but I got to admit, I enjoyed watching it. It's more of an action thriller than a horror movie. Sort of reminded me of Walter Hill's The Warriors or Escape from New York, so I recommend it.
All right, 59 past the hour. This is Doug's Good.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.